Ty from the Jim Rowdy Show, and you're listening to Punky Radio.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Good evening.
Hey, last week's show was great, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was. Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a bit more of my LA trip this week. No word of the week, sadly. If you do have an idea for a word of the week, what we want is either a word you've made up or a word or phrase from your local area.
An alternate to swearing, but not actually involving swearing.
Not actually swearing. I'll tell you what, though. Swearing. This is fucking great. It's the Chop Tops. Loving the Chop Tops, man. What was I going to say? Oh, what were the two things I said to you just before the show started? I said, there's, you'll like this, there's what and what.
Can't remember.
Loads of sound files and a great
story.
And a great story.
Yeah.
We're going to be hearing the great story a little bit later on. If you haven't had the chance already, do check out the Chop Tops MySpace page. I can't help but call them the Chop Tops now. The Chop Tops. MySpace page. Great, great band. Last week as well, we had a load of punk and a load of tracks from Troy from Slow Burning Car. More of him later on in this show. This week, the second half of the show, we've got another All the D's.
All the D's?
Yeah, we had all the things in a set of threes, didn't we? What was that?
All the B's.
That was All the B's.
Yeah.
We've got All the D's in a set of three in the second half of the show this week.
Nice.
Yeah. It's all coming together quite nicely, my friend. Quite nicely. There was something I was going to say at the start, but I can't remember what it was. So I think I'm just going to play the first track, mate.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Sounds fine.
Mixing, Mr. Tony. Very, very nice. Really nice. Oh. That was The Fades, and they were given to me by Troy from Slow Burning Car, who also hosts a show called Troy's Room on KCLA in Los Angeles, which I was on last week. Not last week, a few weeks ago now. He said to me, he said, you've got to play this band, The Fades. They'll be perfect for your show. I think he was right.
Yeah.
I think he was right. That's from an album called Social Misfits. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Fade's website?
TheFade.com.
It is. Tony won, poorly being the internet nil. Nice work, my friend, nice work. This is the Planet Smashers, who I think I forgot to mention last week, but they're fantastic. They're in our top friends, of course.
Always.
Now, Facebook is something I spend quite a lot of time on these days, mainly playing poker. Uh-huh. But last week you saw me get a rather good word on Scrabulous.
Fantastic. You were going to, you know, go for the seven.
131 points, saggiest on two triples. Come on. My poker's been improving. You've had a bit of a nightmare on it, haven't you?
I think I got to the dizzying heights of 310. I think I've dropped down to 140.
Mate, small beer against the amount I've lost. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You'll be back.
Fine.
I nearly hit 800k last week.
Yeah.
More about me poker next week. Facebook, however, every time you add me on Facebook, you just type our names in, don't you, to find us, really?
Yeah.
I'm in the London network. It's Paul B. Edwards, basically. You can find me if you want and add me. If you're a friend of the show and you've got something decent to say, don't just add me just to say some bollocks. Do that on MySpace. Each time people add me, at some point I will put a reason why we've met, or you can put the reason yourself in the Met Randomly section. Mm. For example, Tony, Craig Agnell. I hope I've said it right. Agnell. Craig Agnell. Now, would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Craig and I met on the second nearest star to Earth, named after a member of the P family, a mythical man horse and an optical device. That's right, Alfalfa Centauri. John Ashton, you might know him as Fatboy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And officially, we met him in Wakefield.
Yeah.
But did you know, was it Wakefield?
It was Mansfield, wasn't it?
Oh, we met him first in Mansfield, did we?
Yeah. Their block party.
Well, and then we went up to Lord Bishop. Oh, sorry, yeah. Well, it ended in Field.
It did.
But would you like to know how me and John actually met?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you, we met randomly. John actually wrote this. He said, I first met Paul whilst protesting at a woman for vomiting on me from a first floor window. Paul was in her living room, draped on the settee at the time. When I asked Paul why he was attempting to mate with her pet cat, he screamed, look, mate, it's any port in a storm and they haven't got a dog.
Blimey.
Fair enough. Fat boy, you straight with that. Richard Bayfield, of course, went to Hitchin Boys School with me all those years ago. But would you like to know how we really met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Richard and I were rejected from Hogwarts and ended up at Grange Hill. Curse that wizardry enrolment policy. Back off, Gripper, or I'll get my wand out.
Nice.
Thank you. Michael Bellino. You know nothing about Michael.
Nothing at all.
In real life, neither did I. Right. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Michael and I rowed our boat gently down the stream until we hit rapids and merrily got seriously fucked up. Joe Bevan, you may be familiar with Joe Bevan.
I am familiar with her work.
She used to be our friend. And she was on our show and everyone said, get Joe back, and we refused. And she's now somewhere in London town living in a squat.
Just as a nun or something.
Probably. Like fake moustache, something like that.
Yeah.
Officially, us and Joe worked at Mansion 103, but would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Actually, we only smoked in the car park. You couldn't really call it work. Joe won Rear of the Year and I held the trophy for Arsehole of the Century. Now then, Tone, you got some podcast alley comments?
I do. As it's a new month, thank you all for your votes so far, but we're always needing more, so please please do vote for us. Go to punkradio.com. At the top of the screen there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, because we read out the comments, all of them. And here are the top five. Vote. I would like to vote for Punky Radio.
Very sensible.
And that's from Sam Walkerdine.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you very much. And you did vote, so thank you. Smack my ass and call me Jeffrey.
Well, smack my ass and call me Jeffrey.
Love it. That's from Care Bear 6823.
Thank you, Care Bear 6823. Do we know who that is?
No.
Well, interesting.
Well, there's nearly 7,000 of them. Imagine that.
Crikey.
It's a lot of Care Bears.
That is a lot of Care Bears.
A lot of caring.
There's a lot of bearing.
I vote for Duke Joint Pimps, Red Wine song. That song was brilliant. Good choice, guys. Some alarm. Well, can Arden Arden?
It is a really good song, that. I'm pleased you like it, Alana, 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 Arden Arden. Yeah. She's like the third member of the show at the moment.
Pretty much. And hey, that's one of the first few votes we get for the Podcast Alley. Don't forget, if you do want to vote for a favourite song, you can do it for the Podcast Alley.
Do
just
that.
Leave it in the comments. Punk is
that's
great.
That's all right, we completely forgot to mention that, didn't we?
Yeah, we wish it. Yeah,
when you vote for us on Podcast Alley, tell us the name of your favourite band that we've played recently or on the show before. We'll make sure we play them again.
Punk is great, Punk is great. From Carnot 13. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You are correct, of course.
These are all kind of like different email addresses lately. I've not recognised them.
Yeah.
But it's quite nice.
New listeners like
new
it.
New listeners.
That's just the old listeners that stick a vote in.
That's right. A Touch of Class. Yes, a spiffing show from those two lovely chaps. Splendid banter and ripping fun, don't you know? Kind regards from Spoonie. Mark Spooner.
Cheers, Spoonie.
Thank you very much. Always
we both. Do appreciate it. He's there every month, isn't he?
Every month.
We appreciate it massively.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do something now. That's I can't it. Remember what it was. Might as well get on with the next track then, I suppose.
Okay.
That would make sense, wouldn't it? Because we have got a packed show. Don't worry. The fact that we're not doing very much at the moment, unusual for us, but there's plenty coming. The Jim Rowdy Show, I am going to tell you a little bit about them. I won't be talking about the gig this week, but I did see the Jim Rowdy Show at the Key Club on Sunset Boulevard with the Chop Tops and Devil Doll. And Sean Cameron, Kings of World Frontier, and Three Bad Jacks, and it was a terrific night. And thank you, Brett from Tallman PR,
nice,
for getting me guest listed, and then having to pay yourself.
Really?
That was very funny. Yeah, I had a fantastic night. First band up, Jim Rowdy Show. It was fairly quiet when that they were on, as you'd expect. Takes a while to fill up, but they really lifted the room. They were fantastic. It reminded me of Maintenance I'll Go and the Exit Wounds. Spoke to two or three of the members of the band after the show, one of whom you heard at the very start of this.
Right, okay.
You see, who was very funny, but I will tell you about them next week. But I wanted to play them this week. I didn't want to leave it any longer. This is from their first album, Stage Fright, and it's got 11 slabs of danger on it, as will be discussed. The first track, Date with the Devil, is fantastic.
Right.
But we're not playing that this week. I'm going to play that some other time. I'm going to save it. I've picked track 6 of it, Lucky 13. What I want to know, Tony, is what is the Jim Rowdy Show's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Jim Rowdy Show.
It is.
Ah, cool.
Well done. MySpace.com/ The Jim Rowdy Show. Rowdy spelled R-O-W-D-Y. It's Tony 2. Poorly being the internet nil. This
can happen at some point.
I can see this being a loser for me this week, Tony. I've got that feeling. But anyway, here comes the first track of this week's show. It's track 6 on the album Stage Fright. This is Lucky 13.
Satellite Q13. Yeah, Lucky 13.
I'm loving your mixing this week, man.
It's
that's
going
nice,
quite
isn't
well.
It? That's nice, isn't it? Loving, yeah. Loving Lucky 13. Right, mate. I promised you a great story, didn't I?
You did. You did.
I did promise you a great story. Thank you very much, Brett Lessard. It's another Brett, our second Brett on the show this week.
Yeah.
I did mean to read this out last week, but I ran out of time, basically.
Okay.
This is one of the best emails I've ever got. If you find anything of interest that you think Punky Radio would like to read and hear and say it on the show, please do email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Hmm.
This is a Cemetery Surfers, by the way. Jeff Ugly Shoes, I hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
Might be seeing you in New Orleans before the year's out. Don't know. Got a little plan there.
Okay.
This came through from Brett. I'm not going to read out the what he actually said about it, but the gist of it was, I saw this and thought of you.
Me?
Us.
Oh, okay.
Well, you more. Riot police have taken to the streets of several cities in Mexico to defend emo kids. A series of attacks on dyed hair, eye makeup wearing emo kids began in early March when several hundred people went on an emo beating rampage in Querétaro, a town of 1.5 million about 160 miles north of Mexico City. The next week, shaggy haired emo teenagers were harassed again by punks and rockabillies in the capital, prompting police protection and a segment on the TV news. Most recently, a Mexican newspaper reported that metalheads and gangsters have warned Tijuana's emo kids to stay away from the town's fair next month. But the so-called emos are organising too. Last week, they demonstrated against the violence, pictures of it, which you haven't got, and Wednesday, some met with police in Mexico City. They're organising to defend the right to be emo, wrote Daniel Hernandez of LA Weekly on his personal blog, which has provided stellar coverage of the whole affair. Music-based subcultures have permeated Mexico's major cities for decades, fueled by constant migration from rural cities. But only in the past year have emos begun to make their presence felt in the streets. In response, many of the established so-called tribus urbanus, like punks and metalheads, are responding with violence. The emo punk battles are reminiscent of earlier subculture fights amongst various factions, like the Hells Angels fighting hippies at the Altamont Music Festival, or the mods taking on the rockers. But while videos of Mexican teenagers with pompadours advancing on equally baby-faced emo rockers seem like scenes from a South of the Border version of John Waters' Cry Baby, there are ugly undercurrents to the story. First, by some accounts, the emo subculture is identified with homosexuality in Mexico. As Mexico City youth worker Victor Mendoza told Time.com, at the core of this is the homophobic issue. The other arguments are just window dressing for it. Gustavo Arellano, the author of Ask a Mexican and an editor at OC Weekly, said that the sexual ambiguities cultivated by emo fashion help set the group up for targeting by more macho groups, punks and rockabillys. What do you do when you are confronted with a question mark about sexuality in Mexico? Arellano said, you beat it up! Forum posts show similar sentiments. One person wrote on a government youth website forum, Detesto a los homosexuales, which translates as, I hate emosexuals. That's the word of the week. Emosexual, right there. Emosexual is an obvious play on homosexual, especially in Spanish, where the H is silent. Many of the... Yeah, and fucking American. It's Herb. Many of the attacks have been planned, or at least fomented, on violently anti-emo websites, like Movimiento Anti-Emosexual, which features videos of physical violence sprinkled liberally with anti-gay sentiment. Last FM's anti-emo death squad crew has almost 4,000 members. But Jarellano, I can't say it, said he thought the riots could have a positive impact here in the US. It's a great clusterfuck for the American mind's idea of Mexico, Jarellano said. This teaches the rest of the world that Mexico is not just a bunch of cactuses and sombreros. No, it's a bunch of fucking heroes. What a story. I mean, hey.
Well.
I just want to walk past an emo kid and shout, Kimble. I don't want to hit him.
No.
But I've told you, mate.
They hurt themselves
you
more
don't,
than that,
yeah,
anything
you
else.
Don't, yeah, they don't say that. They said, meanwhile, this is the main thing. There should be a PS on this. It should say the Mexican emo kids are particularly up in arms because they'd like to beat themselves up, thank you very much.
Exactly.
They don't want other people giving them a kicking. Sorry, I that's the first time I've read that through.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit sinister, but
it's a little bit sinister.
Fuck it, that is great, isn't it? That just makes me want to go to Mexico.
Emosexual.
You emosexual. That is a great word of the week. I wish I'd read through it, then we could have sounded all clever. Not that we ever managed that. No. But yeah, that's my story. Now,
excellent.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, Witherham, and a reason for the nomination.
Was that?
Witherham. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And this week, thanks to our core group of listeners, this is from Chantal.
Oh, Christ. Can we please spread this out? We've got listeners all around the world. You must know twats.
We refuse to believe you don't know any twats.
Send them in to tony@punkyradio.com. Otherwise, we're dealing with a heavy concentration of twattage in the Ontario area. That's easy for me to say. Yeah. Ontario area. Ontario
Maybe
area.
Maybe it's just high in population for twats. I don't know.
There's only nine of them in Canada.
Oh, that's true.
Four of them have already been twats. This three, there's only two left.
Well, hey, maybe that's the next week sorted.
Maybe. Tony@punkyradio.com.
Tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Preferably not your teacher. But hey.
Yeah,
you know,
we would like you to avoid teachers.
Yeah.
It's best really when it's boyfriends, girlfriends, or just mates doing twatty things.
Yeah.
They're our favourites.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Dear Tony, I would like to nominate it as a twat, and I promise it's known in school. Thanks.
Oh, there you go.
As mentioned in your most recent time travel show, my parents own a British bakery. I work at a farmer's market every Saturday selling these baked goods for my parents.
Oh, do you know what, mate? Farmer's markets are brilliant.
I love farmer's markets.
I love them.
I especially like the German ones.
Do you?
That you sell with your hot wine.
It's a good place to get a shepherd. Yeah.
Don't know what that was all about.
Hang on, Tone, can you do that again?
No.
Oh, too late. No. You emo sexual.
I'm happy with my sexuality.
I'm man.
All right, fair.
Man. How's the drink?
Good.
Very nice, thank you. Scoffing down the Jack and diet again.
Yeah.
Very nice. With ice.
It's
nice
good.
Touch. It's an ice touch.
You should enjoy my job. Unfortunately, there seems to be people who enjoy watching me do my job. This person in particular is a 70-year-old, 70-ish, man. This man seems to find some kind of pleasure in staring at me from a distance of about 10 metres while I'm working.
Is this our oldest twat?
Possibly. Yeah. Now, I'm not quite sure what he's staring at, because I'm sure at his age he must have seen a girl with boobs and a bum before. Anyway, this man will stand about 10... boobs?
Bum? Girl?
This man will stand about 10 metres from my booth in the market and stare at me. When I look at him, he'll smile and then walk away, but return to a different place to continue staring less than 5 minutes later. This goes on for about 4 to 5 minutes every Saturday and has been going on for a couple of months now. Weird.
Weird indeed.
This is why I would like to nominate Creepy Old Guy from Kitchener, Ontario, Canada for this week's Is a Twat. Thanks.
I think that's fair enough. I think that's absolutely valid. Let's go for it.
Yep. Ready?
Yep.
So, Creepy Old Guy from Kitchener, Ontario, Canada
is a twat. Well, that was another good Is a Twat.
Yeah. Very she also good. Adds, also on a completely unrelated punky note, what has happened to the alcohol podcast? I miss it. It was great to listen to before bed because the last thing on it was story time.
Was it? I've still never listened to it.
We might do episode 3 at some point soon.
Story time?
Yeah, Steve does a little bit of story time. His nursery rhymes really worked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've done a load of those.
Yeah.
I wonder if Steve's come up with any of the great ones I did.
Don't know. I don't know what this one is. We're going to do one in the next couple of weeks.
Bar, bar, black sheep, have you any wool? Of course I have. I'm a sheepy fucking fool. Jack's brack could eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean, so they experimented with vegetarianism and found they both hated nut cutlets. I got loads.
But yeah, thanks for that.
Story time, eh? Oh, cool. Getting cool now, cool. Mm-hmm. Here's the next one.
Of ice, war on your passage.
Very nicely done, sir.
Just about.
That was Slow Burning Car.
Yes.
Troy's band. And although it is not representative of the music we play on this show, no. Or indeed their album is very, very eclectic.
Yeah.
It fitted there because it's really fucking emo. Isn't it? But anyway, if you'd like to find out more about Slow Burning Car,
yeah.
you can go to slowburningcar.com or their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/slowburningcar.
It is. Yeah. Tony 3, poorly be the internet nil. I'm getting buried this week. Buried. Now, more of Troy later. You know, he's my best mate at the moment. No offence, Tony.
It's fine.
He looked after me and looked after me in LA magically. Actually, joint best mate with Brett from Tall Man PR, who looked after me
good
as well.
Guy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Now, Tony, have you been using this Nokia N810 anymore?
I certainly
have. Because it's pissing me off now.
Is it pissing you off?
Well, because I've been travelling around. I could have done with it in America.
Yeah.
For those of you listening for the first time, there is an internet tablet on the market called the Nokia N810. And they sent it to me, addressed to me at your house, and you opened it. You bitch. You emo-sexual. That was supposed to be mine. It had my name. I saw that. I could have claimed ownership.
Your name, my address. Well, who figures?
Turns out possession was 99% of the fucking law, doesn't it? Anyway, it's a wicked bit of kit that I wish I'd got. You've got it. Just run through the features on it, will you?
Yep, it's a wireless internet device. It connects to wireless networks, surfs the internet. It has a webcam built into it so you can do video, audio, conference calls. It's a little hub, a little keyboard to speed up typing. GPS so you can find out where you are. And who doesn't want to know where they are?
And it's a poker machine.
And it's a poker machine. You can play poker on the toilet if you have access to wireless network.
Yeah. And you can play poker in a very confined space with it because of its handy size.
It is handy size.
Now, if you do decide to look into it more, and a few of our listeners have bought these things and we've had feedback from them saying they're brilliant.
Yep.
Do use it. We've got a punky code, haven't we?
Yeah.
What happens there?
If you go to podshowoffers.com/NH10, they'll give you more details. And if you use the code PUNKY!RADIO, that's...
PUNKY!RADIO.
That's right. You'll get 15% off, which is a sizable chunk.
It is a sizable chunk, in fact, because it's not a cheap piece of kit.
I mean,
this isn't something we're going, everybody go and buy one of these. They are expensive, but...
They are expensive.
That was weird. But if you... need something like that. It's a bit like an iPhone, but it's not a phone.
It's not a phone.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's got things that iPhones haven't got, but it's that kind of deal. And if you're in the market for something like that, do check that out because you're going to get it significantly cheaper through us.
True.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
There's another thing you can get
significantly.
I know why I was getting that wrong now.
Why is that?
There's no B down the end, is there? Unequivocally.
Unequivocally. Really?
Unequivocally. See, I can say it easy now. Unequivocally.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Unequivocally.
Unequivocally.
Yeah, you're right.
I just fucked it up.
Fucking hell.
Unequivocally fucked it up. So I'm confident now.
Live and learn.
This is the Hispanic girls. We mentioned them last week. This is you. Oh, by the way, yeah. Thank you very much for those of you who spotted the differences in last week in the show.
Uh-huh.
Same again this week. See if you can spot the differences. You do get the chance to win some random stuff.
Yeah.
Email paulieb@punkyradio.com with the differences you identify from the shows before last week. So we're really on about last week's show.
Yeah.
We're running that for another week, as we are the Death Zone one that we're running another week as well. More of that later. Now, Tony, have you had a chance to look at GoDaddy.com yet?
I have.
Have you?
We're writing maybe, a bit more about it.
Maybe you'd like to fill me in.
I'll fill you in. Okay. Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have an existing name already, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. After registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site,
maybe,
where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry-standard SSL certificate.
Which are?
Cells!
Do you suppose let me say that?
Go on.
Do it again.
You can secure it with an industry-standard SSL certificate, which are...
Cells.
Which will protect your customers' details. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. Finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount, or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Oh, hang on. I've just got rid of the wrong thing. Go on. Do it again.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy. Go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Wicked. Devil Doll.
Nice.
One of the bands I saw at the Key Club with the Chap Taps and the Jim Rowdy Show. And we're playing it right now. We have played one track of hers before called The Curse. A great song about drinking that we got through Ariel Cybergal. And I put in a request for a CD. Heard nothing else. Saw Devil Doll, but was chatting with the Chap Taps backstage when she came off stage.
Yeah.
So I didn't get the chance to talk to her. Thought, fuck, I've missed out on a CD and I wanted to interview her. So I didn't get the chance to interview her. The band, great live, recommending Devil Doll. Great, great show. And then got back, checked out the old Punky PO box. And if you are a band and you have got a CD that you'd like us to play on the show, do mail it to Punky Radio PO Box 266, Letchworth, Hertfordshire, S for Sugar, G69BR, UK.
Mm-hmm.
I check it twice a week. And the PO box.
Nice.
It was waiting for us, the CD. Fantastic. So we had a listen to it today. And you've chosen this track, haven't you?
I think so.
You have, sir. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Devil Dolls' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Devil Dolls.
No!
Oh,
what did you put the S on for?
I don't know.
MySpace.com/Devil Doll. It's Tony 3, Paulie B the Internet 1. This is looking a bit more interesting now. And this is Doreen, 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 Doreen.
She was drinking whiskey sours in the bar. And the way she tossed me back, I nearly had a heart attack. Cause as it is, I let her drive my car. We were galloping through the burrows like a pair of horny thoroughbreds until I said, stop the car, Doreen. And you can roll your eyes tonight, but I swear that I saw God in the moonlight on a side street in a rig which we call Queens. Doreen, Doreen. Last night I had an awful dream. You were laying in the arms of a man I never seen. Come clean, Doreen. Come clean, Doreen. Seven-seater tour van. There's eight of us and I'm sleeping on the floor. And the guy who plays banjo keeps on passing me the old crow. It multiplies my sorrow. I can't take it anymore. Doreen, Doreen. Last night I highway with a phone. And I'm calling you, don't ring, and it rings and rings and rings. Or is it that you are? If you're not, and I bet it home. Don't ring, don't ring. Last night I had an awful dream. We were laying in the arms of a man I never seen complain. Don't ring, don't ring. Last night I had an awful dream. We were laying in the arms of a man I never seen.
Nice mixing.
Nice.
That's Devil Doll and Doreen. Great song, isn't it? Yeah. Great song. Great live. Really brilliant show. Real sort of showgirl with a great band that they know what they're doing, you know. They're not just standing there doing it. They're loving it and excellent. Yeah. Now, so I saw them at the Key Club in LA on Sunset Boulevard where I was staying. Now, I've kind of mentioned my first proper day there when Troy met me and took me around.
Yeah.
I left a few things out. We went to this art gallery and that. But then we went back to Sunset and we went to the Rainbow, the famous Rainbow where it's like the real hair metal sort of bands are down here. Nicky Six goes in there and Lemmy goes in there and people like that. And we went in and we sat down at this table. It was very quiet when we went in. Sat down at this table and our waitress, who just looked like a suicide girl, walked over. She was generously proportioned with a very low-cut top.
Nice.
Right. And I saw her walk over out of the corner of my eye, but didn't really. I kind of had my back to her, and he went, oh, here comes the waist. And she walked over like that, and literally, as she got to the table, my nose was at sort of breast height.
Yeah, yeah.
And as she approached the table, she reached it like that, and I turned around and just went, fucking hell! Like, and I said, Christ, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to look in your eyes. She went, don't worry, that's why I've got these out. Oh, well, absolutely fair enough then. So it didn't take long for this to happen.
I'm Katie and you're listening to Punky Radio.
That was Katie, our waitress.
The bit I like about it is it?
The laugh. Should we hear that again?
Yeah.
I'm Katie and you're listening to Punky Radio.
That is nice, isn't it? That is nice. She was ever so sweet, bless her. She was ever so sweet. So anyway, we stayed there. And we had a beer and some food and that. And then he said, we went round to, what's that noise? Oh, that's me again. Good dear. Well, it isn't me. It's Devil Doll. Right. I don't know whether they'll hear that.
Hearing devil voices.
Radio land, but I did. So anyway, we stayed there with her. And then Troy said, because we were in the outside smoking area type thing.
Yeah.
Which gets very, very busy, unsurprisingly.
Oh, yeah.
And, let's get the Dead 60s back on here. I know they're not a band anymore, but they're still fucking great. In my head. We went back in. Troy said, I really want to show you inside. It's really impressive.
Yeah.
Right, and who should be on the door acting as maitre d' for the evening but Mike, one of the owners.
Okay.
So I just said to him, excuse me, we've been outside. Is it all right if I just have a look round inside? I've heard there's a load of history. He's gone, let me show you around. I went, well, I'll be more than happy to. So okay. One of the owners of the Rainbow shows me around. But he's obviously got a set spiel for everyone who comes in, because he did say to me on three separate occasions, pointing at the same guitar, that's the guitar that Slash threw off the mountain. Three times. Anyway, Mike was a really, really lovely bloke, and I thought it would make a lot of sense where's that gone now? Oh, knickers. I thought it would make a lot of sense if this happened.
Punky Radio's the number one. That's why I love to take care of Punky Radio people. Are you kidding? Welcome to the Rainbow Bar and Grill in Hollywood, California.
That is just brilliant.
That's Mike.
Nice.
I got him doing one as well. I was getting very carried away by that point.
He seemed very happy to do that.
He was more than happy to do that, yeah. But I asked him afterwards if I could maybe interview him about, you know, some stories, and he utterly refused.
Did he?
He went, no, I don't want to sort of, any stories I tell, I'll tell to your face, and I don't want it going out there. Absolutely fair enough. That night, Troy was playing a gig with a band called the D-Mags, you're going to be hearing from them later on, at Safari Sam's, which was across the road from my hotel.
Right.
Now, I didn't know that. So when I went, I drove down to find it. And I drove all the way up Sunset Boulevard, which is not easy to do. It's very busy. Miles and miles. It's got to be around here somewhere. I thought, fuck it. Eventually, fuck it. Turned around, drove back. And as I turned into the car park for the hotel, in the rearview mirror, I saw this sign, Safari Sam's. Fucking hell. Went over there, and Troy introduced me to the D-Mags and some of the ladies they were with, and I had a lovely evening, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, such nice ladies. Right. But they also introduced me to the lady who was running the gig, because it was a special gig. It wasn't just any old gig. It was a special benefit gig. And basically, I'm going to let her tell you about it now. Okay, so here goes. This is Shawnee. And I will let her tell you about it in interview form. And we'll go into the next song straight after it, okay?
Okay.
Yep. Deal.
Right, well, my first day in LA's been interesting. I've done far more than I was expecting to, and as a direct result of it, I've ended up at Safari Sam's, which, after driving around LA, I find out is across the road from my hotel. I'm now joined by Shawnee, who's put on a benefit for Joy's Tab, and she's now going to tell me all about it.
Thank you. George Tab, I've never met. I learned about him on MySpace on my friend Paul's page, who is he's a co-owner of a guitar shop locally in Long Beach, California. Originally based in New York, he and George Tab were friends. And George Tab was a volunteer first responder after 9/11. He lived in Tribeca with his wife and his dog, and he helped to clean up the mess that was left. That was a very tragic day for anybody who was alive at that time. And he is also a seminal punk rocker, New York City author, activist, and just all-around good guy who is now severely ill due to World Trade Center syndrome. And he's one of an estimated 70,000 people, 70,000 people, who most likely live all over the world, since a lot of people also came from all over the globe to help clean up the mess. And the benefit tonight is in his honor, and all proceeds that were raised tonight go to him. And everybody who played tonight, there were six bands.
Who were the bands?
Okay, the bands were Arc Welders, 00 Soul, Mike Watt and the Missing Men, Woolly Bandits, D-Mags, Mike Keneally.
Who's just about to play.
How many did I list?
I think that's six.
That's six.
I love you, Americans. You're so good at counting.
I know. Thank you. Well, it's also been a really long 48 hours. Mike Watt and the Missing Men, Arc Welders, D-Mags, Woolly Bandits, 00 Soul, Mike Keneally, three DJs, Talia Ferreira, Scotty B, and Bee in Her Bonnet. There were 25-plus artists who have donated work. One artist actually also had suffered from toxic poisoning of another sort, nothing related to World Trade Center syndrome, and she unveiled her works tonight at Safari Sam's. Sam Lanny, who owns Safari Sam's, donated the venue. Well, you told me I could.
I said you could. Yeah, go on. Keep going.
Okay, thank you too for this opportunity. Anyway, more can be found. There's a website.
Oh, that's the correct answer.
Okay, www.
Don't do the W's.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Scratch the W's. Okay, naturegirlgroves.com.
Nature Girl Groves.
Yes,
Groves.
Yep. naturegroves.com. And God bless George Tab and the rest of the
people.
I don't know. It's mind blowing. And also Monica Nelson. I've had a couple Guinnesses.
Very good.
I'm Irish.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Aloha.
people, they follow just like sheep. They all obey their masters and their masters never sleep. They like to keep us meek with their backs against the wall. I like to see them crazy when their empires start to fall. They get to fall. They get to fall.
Whoa, yeah. That's Death Zone, who, if you were listening last week, will know we have a CD to give away from this album, right year, When the Punks of the World Unite.
Yes.
I played a track of it last week. What did you play last week?
Can't remember.
I can't remember either. Maybe I'm lying. I'm not lying, am I?
10?
Use your mind, not your fists. Yes.
Okay.
That's right. Oh, my memory's going, fella. If you would like a chance to win this album, what you have to do is send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Death Zone Competition, with your answer to the following poser. Which two internationally renowned and award-winning, successful and magical, brilliant, sexy podcasters are thanked in the credits on this album?
There you go.
You've got a week.
Yes.
Because I'll be giving it out. I'll be giving it out.
Yeah.
I'll be revealing the answer to this very difficult question, and who's won on next week's show. So you've still got a few days left, and that goes for the other one as well, doesn't it? And by the way, when I say what difference is, don't want to confuse you, it's what difference is to the structure. How have we changed things since I've come back from the States? Not obviously what content is different, what songs are different. You'll be there all day. But it's just, we're doing things a little bit differently. Have you noticed, or are you an emo sexual now?
Yes.
The whole start of my trip to the States is a little misty because basically I got drunk quite a lot. I picked up the car. I didn't tell you about what happened when I drove from the airport to the hotel, did I? My first drive in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
How you can get lost on a grid system, I don't know, but I did, right? I've been given directions I paid no attention to. I'm in a convertible, Chrysler Sebring. There are some photos on the Punky MySpace page. And in the Facebook page, etc. Like, fucking beautiful car, man.
Yeah.
But there was a few little drops of rain on the way from the airport to, and I thought, and I'd put the top down.
Okay.
So I pressed the button to push the top back up, not realising you can't really do that when you're moving.
Right.
Because it becomes like a sail on the back of the car.
Oh, right.
And may cause a spot of bother. So I pulled over and put the thing back up, and I'm going, I've got the radio on, right? This is Mustang Lightning, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Got the radio on. And these ads, fucking ads come on. And I shout at the telly and the radio in England. I don't need to go to America and do it as well. First ad that comes on, they're showing off about these herbs, but they're not saying herbs. They go, so why not get these special new herbs right now? They're not herbs, they're herbs. I don't understand why the Americans drop the H. I don't get it. They spell H-E-R-B-S. The whole point of the American language, as opposed to the English one, is that they spell things more phonetically, don't they? They don't bother with extra letters for the name, like program is just without the M-E on it and stuff like that. And they don't use a U on various words, but when it's O-U something, they don't bother. Yeah, they just have the O. Makes perfect sense. But it's herbs, not herbs. You spell it H-E-R-B-S, but you call it E-R-B-S. It makes no sense at all. If it was the other way around, I could nearly do it. But no. Wrong America. Shouting at the radio, thinking things can't get any worse for adverts for me in America. And then this other advert comes on for Jacobian furniture. And I'm going, hey, Jacobian! Right? I tell you what, if I hear one more American say Jacobian, I'm going to beat up the for quit. Right? So, get to the hotel. Have a nice night in the motel. Very good value, actually.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, the next day I go to the gig with the D-Mags, who we are going to be playing next. But before we do that, I'd like to play this interview with Sheila, who is the kind of co-lead singer with the D-Mags. They've got two girls up front, and Sheila does a bit less singing than the other one, whose name I can't remember. I'm so bad.
Okay.
But she's reminiscent of Patti Smith.
All right.
So we'll hear from Sheila for 2-3 minutes, and then we'll come back and we'll have a little chat. All right?
All right.
Deal. All right. I think here goes.
Paulie B from the Punky Radio, whatever it's called, that I do every week. I've been in LA now for 24 hours. Needless to say, I've been LA'd, absolutely fucked. Now joined by the best band of the evening at the gig I've been at Safari Sam's. That is, of course, the lead singer of D-Mags. That's Sheila. Hello, Sheila.
Good evening, or good morning.
It doesn't matter when it is. We're on the internet, darling. It's knowing when someone's listening to this show.
Okay.
How do you think the gig went?
It was pretty good. It's a lot of fun. We always have a really good time. We love the rock and roll.
You do love the rock and roll. Yes. You also, I have to say, and do you know what? I'm terrible already, because every time I'm drunk in interviews, I've noticed I say, I have to say. And I'm not actually drunk yet. I'm just saying I have to say. But
yes, yes.
There was one song of yours I liked particularly.
Okay.
Was it called Blind ID?
Blindside?
Blindside.
Towards the end, yes.
Very fast.
Yes, yes.
I think that's the direction you should go down.
Yes,
discuss.
It's very punk rock, and it's about to, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's about one night stand, you know, and, you know.
Are you saying that's why I like it?
Well, I think maybe that's part of the reason why you like it. It's fun and it's fast and it gets us going and it.
Well, that's me.
Yeah. There we go.
How long have the D-Mags been going? Are you the D-Mags or are you D-Mags?
The D-Mags.
The D-Mags.
Yes,
how long
yes.
have you been going for?
Almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years.
Yes, yes.
And do you have a CD out?
We have two complete CDs. One called, it's a live CD. The second one's called Fabulous Disaster.
Is Fabulous Disaster a studio album?
Yes.
Am I going to get a copy?
Absolutely.
If there was one track I could play off it, what would it be?
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. You know, I'm drawing a blank. They're all fucking good.
What's your favourite one on it?
Is
Blindside on it?
Blindside is the one that we're doing post-production on now called Rock, Paper,
so
Scissors.
So it's not on it then?
No.
So on the CD you have, what's the one we should play? I'm trying to get around to the fact I'm about to fucking play it, you weirdo.
Let's play, remember what's on it.
Name, just pick a track. How many tracks on it?
11.
11. What's your favourite number between 1 and 11?
Let's put Asleep at the Wheel.
What number's that?
About 6, maybe.
Right, we're going to play now Asleep at the Wheel, which might be about track 6. Say goodbye, Punky.
Goodbye, Punky.
Very good.
So, quite clearly, you might have heard me during that interview saying I'm not pissed. I obviously was. I was leathered. Right. She's really good fun, though. She was really, really funny. And if you did hear a big lump of noise in that, it's because I accidentally pushed the pause button on this Mustang Lightning thing you're hearing here.
Uh-huh.
Freaked out and pushed it again. Other than that, faultless.
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 Right.
That was last week's show. Went so smoothly. I knew with all these bits and bobs I'm having to press this week, things were going to... I can't multitask.
No.
You know that. I can't multitask. But the song that Sheila wanted us to play...
Yeah,
which is off the album Fabulous Disaster,
yes.
Which was Asleep at the Wheel, is of course not on it.
Ah, brilliant.
She's more pissed than I was. I don't know where she's... Look, read through the track list. I'm not making it up, am I? It's not a hidden extra track, I think.
No.
Like, read out the track
list. Gold Mine and Swine, Live Wire, Good to Go, New Gold Standard, Citizen X, or Citizen 10. Hiding in Plain Sight, Last Call, Fabulous Disaster,
oh.
Irish Drinking Song, Turf Wars and People Who Died.
No Asleep at the Wheel, Insight.
No.
And I checked on their other album that they gave me, and guess what?
What's that?
It's not on there either.
Nah.
The woman's mental. Great band. Like, and it's Krista, the proper full-on lead singer is Krista.
Right, okay.
Who is an amazing front woman.
Cool.
Great band. I recommend you go and see the D-Mags. Or D-Mags, what is it? It's the D-Mags.
The D-Mags.
Go and see the D-Mags. They'll be in our MySpace Top Friends for the foreseeable future. And we're going to play one of their tracks now. We are. But we're going to play a track that is actually on Fabulous Disaster.
That would help.
We should. It came out a few years ago. It should still be on sale. It should still be for purchase, I think. Should still be able to get on with it. We're playing track 3, Good to Go, Tone.
Okay.
Which is what we are now, with it being the last track.
Yep.
What I want to know is, Tony... What is, and you should have a bit of a good shout of this.
I should do.
What is the D-Mags MySpace page?
MySpace.com.
Oh, I didn't ask you what Death Zones was.
No.
What's Death Zones MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DeathZoneUK.
Yes. What's that? That makes it 4-1.
Yeah.
With one left. MySpace, what's the D-Mags MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDMags.
It's an absolute thrashing. Tony 5, Paulie B, and the internet, a paltry 1. and this is Good to Go. Made you work for your money then, didn't
well,
I?
That stopped a bit sooner than I
thought. I started, oh, 8 seconds. Which would be a new record for me, of course. That was the D-Mags.
Not for me.
And Good to Go from their album, Fabulous Disaster. Mm-hmm. Make sure you buy it. Well, this week's show might not have gone quite as smooth as last week's, but there's been more going on, isn't there?
Yeah.
I reckon it's been another
I
good one.
It's still all right, yeah, I think so.
We got a word of the week out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Emosexual.
Good all right. Yeah,
really nice, really nice.
Really nice.
Oh, really nice. Lovely. And I may say significantly.
And we solved the unequivocally.
Yes, unequivocally.
Unequivocally.
Unequivocally. Unequivocally. We can say it now.
Unequivocally.
Can't stop myself. Unequivocally. Yeah. Unequivocally. Unequivocally, a bunch of cunts. Unequivocally. Unequivocally. Right. What's happening here then? We got you've got to vote for us, Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
Leave an iTunes review for us. Next week, I'm going to... I'm going to try and do something about Second Life this week. I'm sorry that I haven't done it yet. Especially
you were trying to get in touch with Dave, weren't you?
With the information we've had from Dave as well. I am so, so sorry about that. I am going to get around to it. I've been a bit busy. Well, iTunes reviews, you said that, haven't we?
Yeah.
If you have a MySpace comment, myspace.com/punkyradio, make sure it adds a friend. Facebook, add me or you if you like, and we'll leave a comment about it. Do you leave comments about people?
No.
You don't want to do this, then? I'm saying you could
I'm
do it one week if you
enough.
Wanted to.
I do sometimes. Right. Just asking.
Yeah.
But you can also don't forget to add the Punky Group on there.
Add the Punky Group, yeah. Punky Fans Union as well, if you like.
Yeah.
And don't forget to enter the two competitions, one to win the Death Zone CD and the one to win some random stuff.
Yeah. Random stuff.
Random stuff from Punky. For knowing how we've changed the show. Shouldn't be that hard, should it?
I don't know.
Am I arm moving? Is putting you off?
Not at all. It's quite hypnotic.
Is it?
I'm a little bit tired anyway.
You keep his yard. I know. It's late. Suck my cock.
Don't keep doing
suck
it though.
Suck my cock.
I play my life in my bedroom.
Sexual. Suck my cock. Give me sexual. Oh, yeah. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, Poog. Oh, Poog. Oh, yeah. That's fucking podcasting gold, that is. Oh, nice noise. You eat most sexual.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.